Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting third. The right fielder, Geronimo Barroa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Giambi. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The DH, George Williams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ariel Prieto. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The DH, Dan Maestelow. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Scott Laos. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Barroa hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Becker strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Dan Maestelow is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Maestelow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it and throws to second for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Laos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Giambi hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Giambi reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach hits a line drive towards center. Becker catches it and throws to third to double up Giambi. Two outs. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Starhoviak moves to second. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Starhoviak moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is one for one in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 2-0, Twins. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Javier is hit by the pitch. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Javier steals second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. There goes Javier. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Javier steals third. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Javier tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi fields the ball and throws to Prieto covering. Safe. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maesteller is 0 for 1 in the game. Maesteller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maesteller for the out. Cordova moves to second. Two outs. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Leoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Leoz hits a fly ball into right field. Barroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates hits a line drive towards first. Starhoviak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leoz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Giambi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Starhowiak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baroa. Starhowiak reaches second base with a double. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Starhowiak moves to third. One out. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Starhowiak tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cordova hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baroa. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Dan Maesteller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Maesteller is 0 for 2 in the game. Maesteller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Giambi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maesteller for the out. Cordova moves to third. One out. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leoz is 0 for 2 in the game. Leoz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cordova scores. It's 5-1. Twins. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Starhowiak is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Starhowiak hits a line drive towards first. Giambi catches it and steps on first to double up Leoz. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Starhoviak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 2 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Radke covering, for the out. One out. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berroa is 0 for 2 in the game. Berroa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Giambi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berroa moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Puckett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cordova moves to second. Dan Maesteller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Maesteller is 0 for 3 in the game. Maesteller takes first base on ball 4. John Briscoe now pitching. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Leos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Leos takes first base on ball 4. Cordova moves to third. Maesteller moves to second. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Starhoviak strikes out. Two outs. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Walbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 2 in the game. Paquette hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Twins. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Javier hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bordick hits a line drive towards the mound. Radke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Becker is 0 for 4 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive towards third. Paquette reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Stevens now pitching. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 3 in the game. Gates strikes out. 1 out. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Barroa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giambi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Giambi strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.